at the line. First one up is good to make it 18-13. Now checking back in will be Greb. Nolan Greb checks back in for Wassel. Second one up by Avalink, also good to make it 19-13. Now Bonduelle with the lead. Full court pressure by the Bears, but Eag breaks it. Now gives it up to Perry. And Perry then gives it to Greb. Greb now pulling it way outside, gets it to Perry. Perry on the drive now. Looks like he wants to come inside and shoot. Gets it across court to Greb and then back out on top to Eag. Down to 4:14 to play in the first half. Allenstorff with it now. He hit that three before. Now Perry on the drive. Looking for someone to get it to, and then it's taken away into the hands of Westrick. And then they put it into the hands of Wessenberg. Wessenberg on the drive, gives it up to Mosh. Back out on top to Johnson. Then Johnson goes to Avalink. And then back out to Wessenberg. Now to Westrick, working inside. Turnaround shot is no good by Westrick. And he puts that five-footer up kind of awkwardly. But most time he's successful with it. 19-13 is our score. 3:20 to go in the first half. Perry now with the basketball. Gives it up to Greb. His three-pointers knocked out of bounds. Deflected by the Bears. And that was Wessenberg that knocked it out. So Vanoss to inbound for the Hawks. They trail 19-13 with 3:13 to go in our first half. Here's a three-pointer that hits the rim. No good by Allenstorff. And here comes the Bears the other way. Now on the drive. Push it back out to Johnson. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Greb. And they put it into the hands of Eag. Eag taking it all the way down. Down to 2:49 to play. Allenstorff on the wing. Gives it up to Perry. Back to Allenstorff. Now to Perry. Back out on top. At the top of the key. And then he gave it on the wing to Allenstorff, who drove inside now. Now has it taken away by Johnson once again. Once again, the Bears. Shot is up, no good that time. Again, not using the glass is to our advantage as the Bonduelle Bears miss that easy bunny. Now Perry on the wing. Gives it back out at top of the key to E. Now on the other wing to Allenstorff. He'll put up the three, and it's an air ball. And they come down quickly to Mosh. Now inside to Westrick. He puts it up. This time he's going to go to the line to shoot two. And let's see who they call it on. So it's on Allenstorff. That's his first, team fourth. So two shots for Westrick. First one up is no good. And I wouldn't expect him to make many free throws the way he shoots. So checking in for the first time is Sam Roberts, a 6'3" senior for the Bears. Second one up, also no good, but the rebound to the Bears, to Westrick. He puts that one up too hard, and it comes back out to Johnson. Johnson goes to Allman, then back to Johnson, who comes inside, now gives it up to Westrick. Westrick trying to put up the bunny, that's no good. Rebound put back up, no good, but two shots coming up again for the Bonduelle Bears. So at the line is Sam Roberts to shoot two. And as Dylan said, first time tonight for him. First one up. He got the shooter's touch is good to make it 20-13. Second one up, also good. WRJN Racine. We'll keep it here this time and go through our unofficial scoring for both teams.
Leading the way here tonight, all scorers, Ryan Westrich with 10 points. He also has 7 rebounds. Race Anvilink with 5. Quinn Wessenberg with 2. Griffin Yeoman with 2. And for the Prairie Hawks, leading the way, Dalton Allensdorf with 5, Ryan Vanoss with 3, Nolan Greb with 2, and Emmett Wassel with 2 as well.
So thanks, Dylan. 1:33 to go in our first half. 21-13 is our score. The Bondiwell Bears with the lead. And again, that presence of Westrich. Westrich inside is hurting the Hawks right now, Dylan. Looks like he probably played football for him, too.
Yeah, he's probably about 6'6", 6'5", something like that.
6'6", according to the program.
Yeah, probably about 340, 350, so big dude.
Yeah. So the Hawks inbound. The Eagle take it up quickly now. See if they start this faster moving offense. The Hawks. Allensdorf gives it up to Perry, who comes inside. He puts it up and scores with the left hand. So Perry gets them back on the board. 21-15. Here's Johnson now with the basketball. Gives it up to Anvilink. Here's a shot up that's good by Anvilink. Anvilink with the basket to make it 23-15. Bondiwell, as Perry brings it across. We're under a minute to play now. And we're going to have a player control foul coming up on Perry. Perry with the foul. That's his second, team sixth. So the Bears inbound with 54 seconds to go in our first half. They lead 23-15. And checking in for the Hawks is Reese Carter, the 5'11" junior guard. All right, here's the Bears with it now. Pass goes across court to Wessenberg. Wessenberg now on the drive. Gives it up to Westrich. And then Westrich gives it up because he's not a ball handler. And it goes back into the hands of Wessenberg. Down to 26 seconds to go. Wessenberg now gave it up to Mosh. And then to Johnson. Johnson trying to direct traffic out here. Now gives it up to Wessenberg. Then Wessenberg back to Mosh. And now to Johnson with 8 seconds to go. Avalink now on the drive. Tried to dump it off to somebody, and Vanoss intercepted it. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Bondiwell 23, the Prairie School 15. We'll step away for 2 minutes and then have our halftime programming. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ace handling. He has 7 points with 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Sam Roberts with 2 points. Griffin Yeoman with 2 points. And for the Prairie School's leading scorer, Dalton Allensdorf, 5 points. He only has 1 rebound for them. Ryan Vanoss with a 3-pointer made. Chandler Perry with 2. Emmett Wassel with 2. And Carson Eag with 1.
And that's where we stand at halftime, 23-15. Bondewell with the lead. And again, the winner of this game gets the winner of our second game tonight between Mineral Point, 27-1, and number 3 seed Aquinas, 24-3. So the Hawks, they're going to have some work to do when they come out in the second half. They're being really manhandled down low by Westrick.
Yeah, what they're going to have to start doing is double-teaming him. Anytime he gets the ball in the paint, double-team him and hope to force a turnover. You're going to have to do that. I mean, you have no other choice. They're not killing you with threes or anything like that, so you really need to push the pressure on the inside, because Westrich is doing literally anything he wants with the ball right now.
Yes, he is. And again, we have another game to do tomorrow. And that'll be the Park Panthers, seeded number 1. They'll play Cedarburg, the number 4 seeded team. And again, that's a very dangerous game for the Park Panthers, as they'll be making their 6th state tournament appearance overall and their first in 65 years. That's what I said. 65 years since Park has gone to the state tournament. They won their only state championship back in 1943 when there was only one division of play in the tournament. Can you imagine that? One division? That would never go today. They also advanced to the final in 1931 and finished runner-up. But this season, they were champions of the Southeast Conference. Both Dylan and I had the pleasure of calling several of the Park Panthers games this year, and it's been a real pleasure. And in that sectional final, they rolled past Waterford 71-41 in the Whitefish Bay sectional final to earn that state semifinal berth. Second seeded Wauwatosa West, they'll experience the state tournament for the first time in the program's history, following its 71-59 victory over in Mount Horeb in the final of the Oconomowoc sectional. The Trojans tied Brookfield Central for the Greater Metro Conference title this season. Another very good conference. Third-seeded Wausau East, they will appear at state for the fourth time, and the first time since 2007 when the Lumberjacks advance to the semifinals in Division I, which represents their furthest advance in the tournament. They placed fifth in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this season. They earned a berth in the tourney with a convincing 82-45 win over West Salem in the Wisconsin Rapids-Lincoln sectional final. And finally, the team Park will play tomorrow. Fourth-seeded Cedarburg, they return to the state for the first time since 2017 and for the fourth time overall. The Bulldogs advanced to the championship game in 2017 and finished runner-up to account for their most notable experience in the tournament. Their advancement to the state semifinals this season came by virtue of an 86-69 win over Green Bay Notre Dame, who was moved up from Division III because of the competitive rule. So, 86-69 win over Notre Dame in the Manitowoc-Lincoln sectional final. They placed fourth in the North Shore Conference this season. So that tells you about a little bit about our game tomorrow. And again, it's a 1:35 tip-off. We'll go on the air like we did tonight here. We'll go on the air at 1 o'clock. So 1 p.m. we'll be on the air, and we'll tip it off at 1:35 between the number one seed Park team and the number four seed Cedarburg team. And that'll all start tomorrow at 1 p.m. So both teams are back on the floor taking their warm-up tosses, and we'll see what adjustments were made by the Prairie School Hawks. What would you say if you were the Bonduelle Bears, Dylan?
I just got to keep doing what you're doing, feed inside the paint. If they go to start double-teaming that inside, you're going to need to get better shot selections up just because they have struggled. I mean, they haven't really had a need to go beyond the arc, but they also haven't scored much from beyond the arc. Just 1 3 made in that first half there.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners, the Prairie School Hawks, Carson Eag is the only one that graduates of the five starters, and they have a very, very young team. And talking to Mark Miller prior to going on the air, he figures the Hawks may not win it next year, the Metro Classic Conference, but he thinks they'll have something to say about it.
I mean, you figure all that they bring back, so much talent. They even have they start a freshman, which is very impressive in the Metro Classic. Not many teams do that. So just kind of a testament to where Coach Atanasoff has this team right now and where they're going to be going into the future. Being a sub-500 team, making it to a state title game, a state semifinal, very impressive nonetheless.
And again, they were the only sub-500 team to make it to Madison. So we'll see what adjustments were made by the Hawks at halftime. And possession arrow goes to the Bears. They'll have the first possession, and we can see what they talked about at halftime. But again, when you win 27 out of 28 games, you know, I don't know how much you're talking about what you need to do differently during the half times.
It very much becomes a conversation of, guys, we've been in this position 99% of the year, only losing one game. Have a lead at halftime. We just got to continue to play our game. If we do that, we're going to come out victorious and go play for a championship on Saturday.
All right. There's the buzzer, so we're ready to start our second half. And the Bears, they'll get the first possession of our second half. So Aveling inbounds to Johnson. And Johnson then gave it up to Mosh. Back to Aveling. He pulls up and shoots. And too hard. Rebound, though, to Westrick. He puts it up and scores again. Westrick with the basket to make it 25-15. The Hawks didn't know what to do. They were waiting. Who's going to take it out? And finally, he did take it out. Gives it to Wassel. And Wassel at the top of the key. Okay, interesting the way the Hawks come out here. Putting Wassel at the top of the key. There's Perry, the give and go to Allenstorff. Almost a travel by him. Gets it back to Perry. Now Allenstorff on the wing for the Hawks. Looking for someone to give it to. Now gives it to Vanoss. He's been quiet, Vanoss has tonight. Vanoss now gives it up to Perry. Now Perry goes inside to Wassel. Wassel's turnaround shovel shot is good. A shovel shot by Wassel is good to make it 25-17. As the Bears come back quickly and the shot goes up, no good. And a rebound to the Hawks on that layup. Way too hard by the Bears as here comes Allenstorff working inside. Goes across Hort to Vanoss. And they did get it across. Now Allenstorff with the three. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Bears. They put it into the hands of Johnson. Trying to come back to Westrick. And Eag intercepted it. And Johnson keeps Wassel from making that easy layup. So it's on Johnson. That's his second. Team first. So Vanoss to inbound for the Hawks. Gets it in to Allenstorff. Aveling almost took it away. Now it's on the wing to Perry. Perry trying to work inside. Down gives it back out to Wassel. And Wassel pulls it back out. We've played almost 2 minutes here in the second half. Perry pulls up, shoots. No good. Rebound to Westrick. And here comes Johnson the other way with it. Johnson on the wing. Now comes inside. Then they dump it off. And inside. The shot is up, no good. The left-handed layup by Wessenberg. And here comes the Hawks the other way. Perry with it on the wing. Gives it up to Iggy. Almost lost it. Then gets it back because of his quick hands. Looking for someone to give it to now, though. And finally gives it up. Wassel with another shovel pass. That's no good. And here comes the Bears the other way. And Wessenberg is fouled. So it's on Eag, who prevented the layup. So he'll be at the line for two. Wessenberg will, 2 for 2 tonight. First one up is good. Makes it 26-17. Second one up, also good. Biggest lead of the night. 10-point lead for the Bondurant Bears, 27-17. As Wassel gets it just across the timeline, then gives it up to Perry. Perry on the wing now, gives it up to Eag. Eag backs way out with it, then gives it to Wassel. They're trying to give and go. Wassel's turnaround, no good. No one's home except Johnson for the Bondurant Bears as he brings it down quickly. Now gives it on the wing. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer for Mosh to make it 30-17 now. 30-17. The Hawks are down. Here's Zeke now, the give and go to Allenstorff. Then he gives it up to Perry. Perry wasn't ready for it on the wing as he brings it out. pulls up now, shoots, and scores. Nice shot by Perry, a 12-footer. And here comes the Bears down quickly. They try to go inside to Westrick. They do. He puts it up, no good. Next one up by Westrick, no good. And it's taken away. He doesn't have real good hands. Wassel now to Vanoss. His three-pointer's good. So just like that, it's down to an eight-point lead. Now Westrick throws it away again, but Avalink gets it back. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to Perry. Perry now gives it up to Vanoss. Back to Perry. Perry will try to work inside. Now he puts up the three. That's in and out. No good. And Avalink with the rebound. 30-22. Now they go down low. Shot up. No good. And the rebound to Wassel. Then knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawks. And we've got a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Once again, you're listening to tournament basketball on DG Sports.
All right, 30-22 here, 13-18 to go. Plenty of time for the Hawks, but they do trail by eight. And they'll have the basketball, I believe. So they can cut into this deficit even more. And again, when you look at Westrick, for the Bears, you can see he's a football player. He's got football savvy, not basketball savvy.
Yeah, I tried to look up with sports to see what position or anything, but unfortunately with sports is down right now.
Oh, okay. So Eag inbounds to Wassel. Back to Eag. Eag now passes to Allensdorf. Then they go on the wing to Wassel. Wassel working inside again. Wants to put the shovel pass up. Puts the shot up. That's no good. But Allensdorf gets the rebound. Now Eag pulls up. He shoots. No good. And the rebound to Johnson for the Bears. Now he gives it up to Avalink. Now they go inside to Westrick. Westrick puts it up and count it by Westrick. He got the roll. And again, he is not, by no way is he a shooter. But the basket counts. So he'll be at the line. I think he's missed his free throws. That one he hits to make it 33-22 with 12:45 to go in regulation. Now it's knocked out of bounds, but they say Perry touched it last. So it's going to go back to the Bondwell Bears. And Perry will check out. And Nolan Grebel check back in for him. 33-22. Bondwell with the lead. Johnson trying to get it in. Gets it into Avalink. Then they go down low and get it back to Westrick. He gives it up. The bunny is good. The bunny's good by Allman to make it 35-22, a 13-point lead again. And the official trying to tell Carson where he can inbound it. And he did to Allensdorf. Allensdorf brings it down, drives inside, puts up the shot. And Westrick knocked him down, fouled him, and then wanted to pick him up. So good sportsmanship by him. That's his first. So he's at the line for the first time tonight, Dalton. 4-2. First one up is good.
Edick, the PA system went down here at the Kohl Center, so there'll be no PA for a while.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Second one up. That's no good. Rebound to Avalink, and it's 35-23. Bondewell with the lead at the 12-minute mark. Pass goes over to Mosh. Now back out to Johnson. And they'll try to set it up. Johnson now almost has it taken away. Comes inside, then gives it up. Back out to Johnson. His three-pointer is no good. Westrick had the rebound, but Avalink comes back up with it. Now another three-pointer that's not going to be good. And the rebound. People are on the floor. Jump ball. And that should go to the Hawks.
Hey, Dick Westrich is listed as a wide receiver, defensive lineman.
Oh, okay.
6'7", 240 they have him.
Okay. All right, Eag to inbound. He inbounds to Vanoss. Back to Eag. Eag looked like he may pull up and shoot the three. Now comes back outside to Wassel. To Eag. We're under 12 to play now. Wassel. Now down low to Greb. Greb's turnaround is no good, and they're going to get a foul coming up. I think that one will be on Allman. And again, as Dylan just said, that's why we're not hearing the PA. First time at the line for Nolan. First one up is good. So checking back in is Roberts, the 6'3" senior for the Bears, 35-24. Second one up, also good. So it's cut to a 10-point. Roberts inbounds to Avalink. And Avalink will try to get it across, then gets it to Johnson. Then they get it to Westrick. And he gives it back up to Avalink. Avalink back to Westrick, who puts up a three. That's good. How about that? A three-pointer for Westrick. Okay, the basket's good. And then we got a foul. A foul on Allman for a push-off, but the basket's good to make it 38-25. As the Hawks inbound it. Now Eag with it at the 11-minute mark. Eag coming inside. Gives it up. Taken away. Vanoss gets it back, though. Then they get it to Wassel, trying to work down low. Spin move. Nice play by Wassel. Reverse layup is good by Wassel to make it 38-27. Now they get it back to Johnson. They want it in his hands. Johnson coming all the way in. Now gives it back out. Now they go across court to Wessenberg. And then Wessenberg pulls it out and gives it to Avalink. Avalink now has it taken away, then gets it back. Then gets it to Wessenberg. Now down low to Westrick again. And then he gives it up, and the three-pointer is no good. And the rebound. The coach did not like that. He thought Westrick was fouled. Now he comes down and scores to make it 38-29. Here's the Bears with it. Avalink gets it to Johnson, and they get it across the timeline with under 10 to play. Johnson gets it to Westrick. And Westrick got to do something with it. And they call a 30-second timeout. Coach Kopp does. He is not happy. He's not happy with his team, the way they're running the offense. So we'll keep it here, but we'll hear another WIAA announcement.
We are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain educational-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you. So let's get you licensed as an official sports official by accessing the Officials tab on the WIAA website. This is a message from DG Sports and the WIAA. Keep education in sports.
All right, thanks, Dylan. 38-29. We're back to live action here. The Bondiwell Bears with the lead and the basketball. Avalink gives it up to Wessenberg. They go down low to Westrick. He gives it up, and then it's lost, and it'll go back to the Prairie School. And now we have a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Right, back to live action here as Eag inbounds it to Greb and then goes back to Eag. Eag with the basketball now. 38-29. The Hawks trail. Now it's kicked out of bounds by the Bears. It'll stay with the Hawks. 9:18 to go in regulation. 38-29. Bondiwell with the lead over the Prairie School. Edenbaum to Wassel. Wassel now, the give and go to Allensdorf. No, no. They're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by the Hawks. Looked like it was, so a good call that the other official came in and helped as they get it up quickly. Weisenberg. Now they go across court to Johnson, and he tries to go down low to Westrick, and he's fouled before the shot. So it'll go out of bounds. Johnson to inbound. Gets it inside. Shot is up and good. By Mosh to make it 40-29. Wassel brings it across. Wants to give it up. Now gives it to Allensdorf. He'll work against Westrick inside. Then he goes back outside to Greb. Greb now spin move. He's got nowhere to go. He gives it back out on top to Wassel. Now Allensdorf from the wing, a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Allensdorf to make it 40-32. Now here comes the Bondiwell Bears. Johnson with the basketball. On the drive. Gets it back out to Westrick. He'll give it up, I believe. I don't think he'll try to dribble around court with it. Now they go on the wing. Now they go down low to Westrick. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. But it comes back out to the Bears. And Johnson gives it up to Avalink. Avalink coming inside. Gives it to Johnson. He's going to put up a three that's in and out. No good. Rebound, though, to Westrick. Westrick with the basketball gets it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bears. 40-32, 7:39 to go. Bears with an 8-point lead. Johnson, the inbound, gets it to Avalink. Then to Westrick. Back to Johnson. As we close in, 7:30 to go. Now back to Johnson. Being guarded by Vinos, then gives it up to Westrick. Then Westrick gives it up to Mosh. Mosh coming inside. He's got nowhere to go. Puts it back out. Three-pointer, good. Three-pointer by Wessenberg to make it 43-32. 11-point lead again for the Bondewild Bears. Here's Eag with it now. Gives it up to Allenstorff on the wing. Thought he'd take the three-point shot, but he didn't. Now on the drive, Greb puts it up and scores. Greb with the basket. And we got a timeout called by Jason Atanasoff. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 43-34 is our score, 6:50 to go. Who's our leading scorers in the game?
Well, leading all scorers tonight, Ryan Westrich with 18 points. He has 7 made field goals with 11 rebounds. And our second highest scorer tonight, Dalton Allenstorff with 9 points. So all the points so far for leading scorers, Dick, coming from inside the paint.
All right, we'll see what happens here with 6:50 to go. In regulation, a 9-point lead. 9-point lead for the Bears. They'll have the basketball as they lead. And we're ready to inbound now. Johnson inbound. Gets it in. To Mosh. Now from the corner, Avalink with the three. That's good. Avalink with the three-pointer to make it 46-34. A 12-point lead again for the Bondewild Bears as it's knocked out of bounds by Westrich. And Westrich is going to get a break as Sam Roberts comes back in. Now we got a full timeout called by the Bondewild Bears. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
All right, 6:28 to go in regulation, 46-34. The Bears with the lead. The Hawks will have the basketball. The winner of this game gets the winner of our second game between Mineral Point and Aquinas. All right, Vinosta inbound for the Hawks. Gets it into Perry, who came back in now. Perry to Eag. Eag now with the basketball, gives it up to Perry. Perry back to Wassel, then to Eag. Back out to Vinos, knocked away. And it'll stay with the Hawks. And the coach of Bondewell did not like the call. He thought it was off the Hawk. And I didn't see that. He gets it into Wassel. Wassel on the drive now. Thought he'd maybe shovel. Vinos with the three. Hits on top. And the rebound to Wessenberg. Gets it up to Johnson. Now Johnson, the give and go inside. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebound, though, Johnson. Back out on the wing. Now coming inside, putting up a shot that's good. Is Wessenberg to make it 48-34. A 14-point lead for the Bondwell Bears at the 5:30 mark. Perry out to Eag. Eag now pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. Wassel's there, though, and Wassel brings it back out, then gives it to Greb, and we got a foul coming up on Bondwell. And checking back in will be Allensdorf and Westrich. Allensdorf for the Hawks and Westrich for the Bears. And there's a travel. There's a travel on Wassel, and you knew it was going to come one of these times. He's got that shovel pass shot that he takes to try to go underneath the defender. Avalink with the ball now. Gave it up. And the Bears get it across. They're down to 5 minutes to go from advancing to the state title game. Johnson to Westrich. He's being double-teamed finally. Now Johnson on the drive. Puts it back out. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer by Wessenberg. And it's 51-34, the biggest lead of the game. A 17-point lead for the Bears. Allensdorf with it. We're under five to play now. Perry gets it from Allensdorf. Perry on a drive, pushes it away, and it goes into the hands of the Bears. And the Bears get it back, and here comes Johnson with it at the 4:20 mark. 17-point lead now for Bondwell as they go down low to Westrich. He gives it up then. And then Avalink gives it back out to Mosh, to Johnson. And we're down to four to play in regulation. Westrich with the three-pointer. That's airballed, not even close. And it'll go back to the Hawks. But they trail by 17, and we're under four to play. Here comes Wassel down coast to coast and scores to make it 51-34. 36, I should say. There's the no-look pass from Johnson to Mosh to make it 53-36. 3:30 to go as Perry's going to bring it across for the Hawks. And now they lose it out of bounds, and it'll go back over to the Bondwell Bears, and I think they're starting to feel it with 3:20 to go. They get it into Johnson. Full court pressure, though, by the shot up is no good by Mosh. I should say by Wessenberg. He overlaid the layup. No one contested that. There's a three-point shot that's hits the ring by Eag, and a rebound to Westrich. Under three to play now. 53-36. Avalink with the basketball now. Gives it up to Johnson. They're way out on top. Trying to kill some clock, I think, is what I would say. 2:35 to go. Avalink with the basketball. They want a foul or an easy shot. Johnson now. He gives it up to Mosh. Now Mosh to Westrich. And back to Johnson. The give and go, and it's up and good. The give and go to Wessenberg to make it 55-36. A 19-point lead now with 2 minutes to go. Doesn't look good for the Prairie School. Perry with the basketball. Here's Eag with a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Carson Eag. to make it 55-39. As the Bears will bring it across with 1:49 to go. And they can feel it now. Looks like they're going to be advancing to the state title game. Westrich gives it up to Johnson. Johnson now coming inside. Tries to give it to Westrich. He loses it. Then puts a reverse layup up. That's good by Westrich to make it 57-39. With 1:20 to go. Now Allenstorff from the corner. His three-pointer's no good as he falls to the ground. Here comes Johnson all the way down and scores left-handed to make it 59-39, a 20-point lead now. And we have a timeout here. We have a timeout on the floor. And I think they're still waiting to get Allenstorff, and they are, to get him up off the floor. He's been laying down there. And action just continued. I don't know why they didn't stop it on the last made basket.
I think it was because it was a fast break, and once that fast break was over, they stopped it immediately.
Okay. Good job, Dylan. That's what we want to hear.
And once again, impressive performance tonight. Ryan Westrich, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist. He was 1 for 2 from the line. Just too much for the Prairie. And we had talked about with Cedar Grove, Belgium, they went inside. They had good success, but they went away from it most of the night. And that's something that Bonduel has attacked all night long.
So our DG Sports player of the game, I would think it's Warren Ryan. Ryan Westrich, I mean, not thinking, it is. What a game by him tonight. Football player or not. So John Orth in the game now for the Hawks, along with Perry Vanoss and Eag. And we got one more sub trying to come in for the Hawks before the Bears put in all their players as they come in now. They're going to come in. It's going to be Cole Westfall, Cody Schroeder, Mason Balwan comes in also for the Bears. And Mason Zolger also in. There's a shot up that's good by Orth for the Hawks. 59-41. Being double teamed by some of the Hawks. But they control it. And it's Westfall with it. Now the three-pointer. The three-pointer by Schroeder was no good, but he wanted to get into the scorer's book anyways as taking an attempt.
The entire gym got elated on that one. Even the Aquinas student section waiting, the student section next to Bonduel, the entire Cole Center right there got excited if that one would have went in.
Aiden Hillsburg also enters now for the Bears. As Eag, they're going to let Eag play it out. Eag with the basketball. Gives it up to Owen Jellica, who comes in for the Hawks, along with Carter. Shot up by Carter's no good, but a foul coming up with 1 second to go. 59-41's our score. The Bonduel Bears are on their way. To the state championship game. First one up, no good. And again, we'll have time to try to get the player of the game award to Ryan Westrich. Second one up, and no good, and the rebound. And that's our ball game, the final score. It's Bondoil 59, the Prairie School 41. The Cinderella story has ended for the Prairie School Hawks. Give them a lot of credit for doing what they did in tournament play. But it ends tonight, 59-41. Bondoil with the win as they improve to 28-1. The Prairie School ends their year at 14-16, and they have nothing to be ashamed of as they put on quite a show in tournament play. And they're a young team, as we said. They only graduate two seniors off the whole team for the Prairie School, so they're going to be a team to be reckoned with next year. They'll probably be in the discussion with Racine Lutheran and Racine St. Catharines as two teams to watch for. And they waste no time as the two schools go off the floor and the other two teams come on for their warm-up. So let's run down the scoring one more time, and then we'll close this one up.
Once again, Dick, leading all scorers here tonight with 20 points. Ryan Westrich, he went 1-for-2 from the line. Quinn Wessenberg with 14 points, 4-for-4 from the stripe. Race Anvelink, 10 points. He was 2-for-2 from the line. Carter Moish with 7 points. Cade Johnson with 2. And for the Prairie Hawks, Dalton Allensdorf with 9. Nolan Greb, Carson Eag, and Emmett Wassel all with 6 points. John Orth with 2. That was our scoring here tonight in this one.
All right, well, that's going to conclude our first state game from the Kohl Center. My thanks to Todd Clark, Director of Communications for the WIA, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow. For a state semifinal game from the Kohl Center between the number one seeded Park Panthers and number four seeded Cedarburg. Pre-game will be at 1 p.m. with tip-off at 1:35 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to high school state tournament basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us tomorrow for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, or 99.9 FM, or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score. I wish we had better news for all of our listeners. It was Bondoil 59, the Prairie School 41. Bondoil improves to 28-1. The Prairie School ends their season at 14-16. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
judge blocks the Trump administration from deporting Georgetown University researcher Badar Khan Suri until the court rules on it. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The federal judge did not ultimately rule yet on the Trump administration's effort to deport Suri, but they have issued a temporary restraining order that prevents the federal government from deporting or transferring him internationally for the time being as his case sort of plays out here. That is just a temporary stay of removal.
American farmers will soon ramp up hiring for the summer, but some worry new federal immigration policies will lead to a labor shortage. KXL's Heather Roberts.